Good morning, folks, and welcome to each and every one this morning. It's kind of a gloomy day outside, but boy, it looks cheery in here. I see all your smiling faces, and it looks so bright, all the bright colors you have and smiles on your face. It's great. Welcome to each and every one. It's so good to be in the Lord's house and so good to look out and see so many here that seek the Lord. And we just pray that you'll be blessed, that you'll be blessed, and God will give you direction in your life today, that things throughout this week will be good for you. Thank you for being here. Just going to share with one from Psalms 105. One verse goes like this. Praise ye the Lord. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Amen.
For hymn of worship this morning, using number 122, sing the first and last verse, and I'll have the prayer. It's all same.
This opportunity you granted us to gather in your house on the Lord's Day, sing songs of praise, and hear thy word proclaimed. Be with Brittany to bring the morning message. Each individual open their heart and receive the message of the hour. Now go with us through the further exercise of service, guard, guide, and direct us. Save us in the ends, our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Now for communion, hymn number 149, sing the first and third verse.
Up Calvary's mountain, dreadful day, walk Christ my Savior, weary and worn. Sing a sinner, death on the cross, that he might save them for endless loss. Blessed Redeemer, precious Redeemer, sing now I see him on Calvary's tree. Wounded and bleeding, for sinners pleading, blind and unheeding, dying for me. Oh, how I love him, Savior and friend. How can my praises ever find end? Through years unnumbered on heaven's shore, my tongue shall praise him forevermore. Blessed Redeemer, precious Redeemer, seems now I see him on Calvary's tree. Wounded and bleeding, for sinners pleading, blind and unheeding, dying for me.
this morning, reading from Mark chapter 14. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take it, this is my body." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, and they all drank from it. "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many," he said to them. "I tell you the truth, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it anew in the kingdom of God." Let's pray.
Dear God, our Heavenly Father, as we come to this time of our service, very important time of our service, Heavenly Father, we're reminded as we gather around this table of your wonderful love that you have for mankind. We're reminded of the Lord Jesus Christ, the price he paid at Calvary for our sins. So as we come around and take these emblems, Heavenly Father, we're reminded of those things that you have done for mankind through your Son, Jesus. We pray, Heavenly Father, as we gather around this table and we take of these emblems, we examine ourselves, as the Apostle Paul says, that we look at ourselves if there's anything in our lives that we need to make right, and we have a good time and opportunity just now as we commune with the Lord around the table. So, Heavenly Father, bless us now as we partake of these emblems. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Right, God, just how thankful and grateful we are for this another day of life you've given us. Another opportunity, Father, to return back just a small portion of what you so richly have blessed us with. Thankful for this wonderful place we have to come to worship here and sing songs of praise to your name. Again, Father, just thank you for all the blessings of life and your tender mercies and watch care over us. Again, Father, thank you for all the blessings that you allow us to have. Forgive us, Father, for the shortcomings that we have. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. We look out and see a couple, three of our folks are not here because of illness this week. But we're glad that you're here. I won't start calling names because I know I would forget some. And we're so glad to see you and have you in the large service here. We notice, I will recognize out here, we have a Lee-filled pew out there. We welcome you. And from out of town, flew in for this occasion. We're just so glad you're here. Each and every one, we're so glad that you're here. Have a card from Paula Faye. She sends us a card every year, and she says, "Merry Christmas to my Porter Church family. Hope this coming is good to all the..." She's like me, I read poor and she writes poor. Okay, that all is well and everything. Always and thank you for always caring and lending a helping hand whenever needed. I promise to be more careful next year, for my wrist will be well. Have a happier year. And so thanks to you people who are care and concerned about me. Paula Faye Penn. And I think Paula Faye's going to be here and have lunch with us after a while. We are glad that she's able to do that. All right, let's see. What else is taking place? No Bible study this evening. And we're going to dismiss that. Anything else? Any announcements that anyone have that we need to make? Okay, we're so glad that in a little bit we're going to hear from our choir, and we know that you're here for that special occasion, and we're so thankful for the hard work that they did, that they do for us here to be a blessing to us. Okay, as we come to our prayer time this morning, we have a number of people that is on our prayer list, and Pauline is not able to be here this morning. She's been here the last couple of weeks, and she's been here at our fun food and fellowship night and just had a great time. And I know she would really love to be here today to see the program and so forth. And she always used to participate well in the program. And so we keep her in your prayers and be mindful of her. Also, I haven't talked to Billy. I was going to call Billy last night, and they're in Florida. I just trust that things are going well for them, and they've been able to get some contact to be able to help them somewhat. Virgil is absent, or one of our elders here. He has got some kind of a virus, and so we miss him. Who else is missing? And I meant to ask Fanny, your brother get to come home last week? Well, praise the Lord for that. Doing okay. Praise the Lord for that. Dad's still home, Tina. All right, we're glad to hear that. And see, God is working good, and God is so faithful, and God is so good, and works among his people. And God is concerned about your care for people, and that does great things. So remember all those folks on our prayer list here. Go up and down the list day by day and pray for them, each and one. Most of you know the needs in these people's lives, what's taking place, and whether they're having tests, whether they're having operations or whatever. And so pray that way. Pray for whatever they're involved in. Right? Pray for whatever's going on in their lives. Pray that the Lord will work those out good for them. And we need to remember those who are in care homes, and especially this time of year, we say that, you know, this must be a hard time for folks who are alone and in a care home and have people caring for them. But we're so thankful for the good people that do care for them and give them good service, and we pray that they will be comforted in that. And so our country, our leaders of the nation, our president, vice president, all those in high office that has authority and those over rule, we just pray that they'll make good decisions for the people, for all the people, and look to God and honor Him and be blessed by Him. And also we have a name, I'll give it to you after a while, Donna. Arlen Landenbeck. All right, that is a grandson of Joanne here that's in UK, and so be very prayerful for each and every one of these folks that we mentioned here this morning. And then for each other, just look around. I tell you this and try to encourage you this every day, every Lord's Day, to do that. Look around, see who's absent. Certainly we want to pray for them, those that are not with us for various reasons. And then look around and see those that are here and pray for them. And look around and see our visitors and just be thankful that they were here and be prayerful for them. Pray for good things for them and pray for safety for them as they're here visiting with the kinfolks and traveling back and forth, that God will bless them in a good way. We have a great God, and God is concerned about your well-being, and we just need to honor Him and praise Him for His goodness. And so that's what we're here today to do. Give thanks to Him.
Vernon's not here today. Vernon's having bad problems with his sugar level, and he's already having toe problems. So just keep Vernon in your prayer.
Okay, thank you.
Four prayer hymn, use number 126, first and third verse, and doodle boogle every prayer. That's all I'm saying.
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthem sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping?
also ask that you do with this nation that something might happen that might bring together. These words we ask in my name.
Amen. The invitation hymn be number 334. Now at this time, the choir will bring their program.
Tell me the story most great.
protected, guiding the steps of man.
Always some wonder waiting in store, something that these will worship Him for. I think how the angels said, don't be afraid, two shepherds walking in vain. One night like no other, one child. Oh,
talent, go, go, talent. Jesus Christ is Lord. Shout it out to everyone. Heaven's child has come. Tell the world Jesus Christ is Lord.
Go tell it, go, go tell it. Jesus will return. Go tell it, go, go tell it. Jesus will return. Child of heaven, hope of man, will return again. Tell the world he'll return again. Tell the world he'll return again.
Kathleen, we have something for you from your crazy choir members. You have really helped.
Kathleen, why you always fail to, you never fail to bless us. Christmas is a wonderful time of the year. Love, forgiveness, joy, peace, all that can all be for mankind. How wonderful it is. It's a wonderful time to think upon ourselves and rededicate ourselves to the service of the Lord. To be so thankful for what God has done for us and doing for us is so wonderful. No better time than the time of thinking of the Lord Jesus Christ, the birth of Him, but to give yourself and render yourself to Him and serve Him out your life. Well, share this little story before we close. And maybe we want to give you an opportunity to answer the invitation, but for this little story, poor family. And things was kind of going rough, and so little lad comes running home to Daddy one day and said, "Daddy, Daddy, the circus is coming to town. So the tickets are on sale for a dollar down there. So can I have a dollar to get a ticket to go to the circus?" And they said, "Well, we're kind of short on funds right now." But he, "Tell you what, son," said, "if you'll go out and earn some money," and said, "do a few odd jobs and earn a little," he said, "you get your money," he said, I'll match whatever you get, and you can go to the circus." And so the little lad, he went out and he set up some things, and he got 50 cents. And he went to his dad and said, "I got 50 cents, and I have another 50 cents. He said, "Yeah." So he went and goes down and buys the ticket. So a few days later, the circus come to town. And so the little boy lad, he was really excited. He was going to go to the circus. And so he got his ticket, went down on Main Street together with the other people there. And here come the circus in the town, the elephants and the camels and so forth, and the lions with the, in the cages and so forth. They come down Main Street, going down the street, and the clown, he's dancing around. He comes over where the little lad's at, and the little lad gives him his ticket. And the parade goes on and goes on. The parade ends, and one of the little lad, he runs home. He said, "Dad, Daddy, I saw the circus. I said, I saw the circus." He said, "Well, tell me about it." Because his dad saw it. Man, he'd be gone a long time, but he wasn't gone all that long. And he was curious. He said, "Well, tell me about the circus." He said, he told him about coming out there. He said, "Son," he took him in his arms, he said, "Son, you didn't see the circus. You just saw the parade." And you know, I'm afraid today, as we hear the bells and the songs, see the lights all going, I'm afraid sometimes that we just see the parade. And we miss out on what Christmas is really all about. I hope that this year that you will realize and get the joy out of what Christmas really is. You see, because we are sinners and God loves us and God sent His Son to redeem us. What a hope we have through the Lord Jesus Christ. What a hope we have not only in this life but the life to come. And I'm going to give you an invitation this morning. Not our invitation, it's the invitation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe you're here this morning and you just haven't accepted the Lord as your Savior. You don't want to miss out on what God has for you. You want to come accept the Lord and serve Him. Maybe you're here this morning and you just need to rededicate your life. Maybe you just walk away from God and Lord, I want to come home. I want to be with the family. I want to experience the joys and blessings of life that you have for me. Many reasons you might want to come down the aisle and renew your life to the Lord or accept the Lord as your Savior. We're going to stand and we're going to sing the first verse only, 334. Give you the opportunity to come. You just need to pray together. We have elders here to pray with you. Whatever you need, we want you to experience the greatest Christmas this year that you ever experienced with the Lord Jesus Christ. Stand with us and sing it all.
This little guy wrote a letter to Santa. He said, "Dear Santa, I've been good most of the time. Some of the time, well, heck, forget it. I'll just buy my own." Now, folks, I tell you what, you don't have to have preaching to watch it. You just heard one of the best messages you can possibly hear. And it was really good, too. We appreciate it. And Kathleen? I say it every year, but you never know how much we appreciate you.
As you folks know, and maybe you don't know, Charles, it's so good to have you back. Everybody knows Charles is here this morning. Charles moved over to Frankfort. He went to the big city over there. He's not with us as much anymore, but comes back once in a while. We're glad that you're here, Charles. Welcome to you. As most of you know, that this is the day also that we have our holiday meal together. And if you're here and didn't know it, we want you to stay because the table is always plentiful. These people here are such wonderful cooks. And the Lord, you look at that table and you just have to say, the Lord really blesses these people here. And they're such good cooks and we want you to enjoy that. So please stay with us if you will. Let's be dismissed from our service just now. Stand with me, if you will, in a word of prayer. Dear God, our gracious Heavenly Father, how wonderful it is to have someone like you to look to provide for us and to help us and to guide us in life. You've loved us and gave your Son for us, and then He has sent back the comfort of the Holy Spirit to be with us, to guide us and encourage us in life. And then, Heavenly Father, you've instituted through Jesus the church, the kingdom of God. We're so thankful for the church and Heavenly Father because we're encouraged by it, we're strengthened by it, but we're with people who love one another and people who care for each other and people who is concerned for the well-being of each other. So we're thankful for this church family here at Porter, Heavenly Father, and we ask that you would continue to bless them. Heavenly Father, we know that they love you, they love to serve you, they love one another, and they just want good things to happen for this church and for this community, Heavenly Father. So now, Heavenly Father, we thank you for each one present. We pray, Heavenly Father, as they go through this holiday season, that, Heavenly Father, that they will enjoy it, that they will be drawn close to you, that they'll come to a greater understanding of what Christ means to them, that, Heavenly Father, they'll enjoy the rich blessings and they'll have the great hope of eternal life. Now, Heavenly Father, once again, we pray that after a while, as we leave this place, we ask that you would bless them with a great week, safe week, a profitable week, Heavenly Father. But now we ask, Heavenly Father, you'd be with us as we continue, as we have this meal together, that you would bless this food and nourish our bodies, Heavenly Father. We're so thankful for those people who have spent the time to prepare this meal, which is always a good meal. And then, Heavenly Father, we just pray that we'll have good fellowship together as we enjoy one another at this time. In Jesus' name we ask it, pray it, thank you. Amen.